Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Ayin Tes, 479. As we continue here in Parshas Re'eh, the second mitzvah related to tzedakah. Last time we did the mitzvah, the lo saseh of withholding tzedakah from someone, from an ani who is in need. And today we have the mitzvah saseh of tzedakah. As we mentioned, the eight levels of the Rambam last time, and the Torah tells us in our pasuk, the negative, lo sa'ametas levavcha velo sikpo, says yadcha, don't close up your heart or your hand, from your brother who is in need. You shall surely open up your hand to your brother. And give him everything that he needs. Chazal even darshan, asher yachsarlo, everything that he needs. Rashi quotes the Medrash and the Gemara. Even a horse, even an eved, whatever they are used to having, as long as it's not ostentatious and totally inappropriate. But if they had a certain lifestyle, a basic lifestyle, Rashi says, Iyata mitzuvah lahashiro. De machsaro. You don't have to be ma'ashir him. So there's a balance between what one was used to in a normal understanding and going beyond. But again, this is the mitzvah of tzedakah, one of the most defining mitzvahs that we have. Revolbi even has a sefer of the mitzvah shkulos, the mitzvahs that are shakal, keneged kol ha'Torah kula. There are a number of them. He has seven of them. Tzedakah is a mitzvah that's keneged kol ha'Torah kula. As we know, it is a defining mitzvah. Now, Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig has written in the past how, among others, I've written it too, how tzedakah is both Bein Adam LaChavero and Bein Adam LaMakom. On the surface, Bein Adam LaStock is a Bein Adam LaChavero mitzvah. It's result-oriented. If I want to do the mitzvah and I can't do it, I don't get the schar. It's all about the result. It's all about the receiver. But there are a number of ideas, we mentioned one last time, that seem to say that the focus is on the gavra, and that it's a Bein Adam LaMakom. After all, the Sefer HaChinuch, in the message, in the Hashkafa, in the Shorish HaMitzvah, in our discussion of Mitzvah Tuf Ayin Tes, he says, what's the purpose of Tzedakah? Not just, he doesn't mention just because there's a need, but in order to make a person a certain type of halachic personality. Hatorah tivchar la'olam v'gemilas chasadim v'tetzava osanu lahashlim ratzon ha'nevram b'nei b'rita ha'shet ha'sig yadeinu v'klal la'inyan. And anything you do is included in the mitzvah of tzedakah, and the shorash of the mitzvah, he refers back, I'm sorry, he says it over there, to Im Kesef Talva, lending money in mitzvah samach vav, where he discusses becoming a giver, and not specifically in terms of the result. So there are again, points on both sides. Bein Adam LaChavero, for sure. There's even a fascinating Sifri. Sifri is a known Sifri, the mitzvah of Shichacha, of leaving a bundle. Right? Trivia question. What's the only mitzvah that you can only fulfill by forgetting? That's the mitzvah of Shichacha. Shichacha, that's the pasuk in the end in Sefer Dvarim. But there's also a tolda, so to speak, a second category of Shichacha, and that's forgetting money, says the Sifri in Dvarim. In Piska Reish Pei Gimel, Amar Blazim and Azaria, Minayin lama abet sela mitoch yado matzani. What happens if I have a hole in my pocket? And money falls out of my pocket and ends up on the floor. And the ani picks it up and finds it. V'halach v'nisparnis ba. Ma'ale alav akasav ki iluzacha. The Torah considers it as if I gave it to him. Tamalomar la ger la yasom la amana yihyeh. Right, it goes to the ger yasom amana v'lo dvaram kal v'chomer. Im mishalon is kavin lezakos v'zacha ma'ala l'avkasav ki luzacha. If somebody has no kavana to be mezake the ani, and yet he does, he gets schar for that. Hamis kavin lezakos v'zacha lachas kam v'kama, surely if somebody has the kavana. So you see there that stock is all about the results, just getting it there, and that even if you don't know about it, you don't know about it. There is a discussion in the Achronim, how does it work, right? When it falls out of my pocket, isn't it Hefker? It's Hefker. So how, just because the Ani picks it up, why do I get the credit? So you have to say Tzedakah has more flexible definitions. Even if I am the source of his getting it, even if there's another stage in between, I would still get the credit for it. But there are a number of sources that also focus on the fact that this is a Bein Adam LaMakom mitzvah. We mentioned already the Gemara, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, Ein Tzedakah Mishtalemes Ela Lefi Chesed Sheba. Tzedakah is measured based on the chesed in it. What do you mean? You gave the money. Okay, you might say it's Bein Adam LaChavero oriented, how you give it, and that you have a smile on your face, but Lefi Chesed Sheba might be inside. If you're doing it because you want to, or you're doing it because you have to. The Gemara even says in Mama Vasra, we mentioned this many times in the past, that the turn of surface of Rashi, asked Rabbi Akiva, Im Elokechem Oev Aniyim Hu, if your God loves the poor, Mipnei Ma'inim Afarnasam, why does it just give them money? Answer, Rabbi Akiva, Kedesha Nitzo Anu Bahen Midina Shagahenim. We are the tools of doing a Kaddish Baruch Hu's bits. Hashem wants us to be the tools. There's even a notion of Lishma when it comes to tztaka. This comes out of the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis on Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara there talks about Nagdimon Ben Gurion, one of the great Baalei tztakas. The Gemara assumes he didn't at one stage. And the Gemara says, Nagdimon Ben Gurion lo avit tztaka. V'atanya, Amro Lava Nagdimon Ben Gurion, k'sha yotzmi beisul beisa medrash, when he went out to shul, klei milas ha'yimasi and tachtav, they used to put silk on the ground for him to walk on. U'ba'en aniyim u'makablon asar mi'achorav, and he just left them there, and he let the poor people take it. So what do you mean he didn't give tztaka? He gave this amazing tztaka. The Gemara answers, Ibayis Ema Lichvoda Huda Avad. First, the answer is that, yeah, but he did that for his own covet. He wanted people to see him walking on the silk, even though he left the silk for the poor. Or Ibayis Ema Kidiboy Lilamevelo Avad. He didn't do as much as he could have done based on his bank accounts. But what's the first answer of the Gemara? Samach Vavim Abay, Samach Zayanam and Aleph. Lichvoda Huda Avad. He didn't do a Lishma. And that's a lack. That's a lack. It's a reflection that it's not a complete mitzvah. So you see clearly, there's an element of lishma when it comes to tztaka, which is definitely a bein adom lamakom element. There's an amazing marsha. Once we're here, the marsha there on Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph in Ksubis, very scary, 300 years ago. The marsha says, and many people in this generation violate this. V'rabim b'dar hazeh shemekabsin osher shelohem shelo be'emuna. Many people get money these days not trustworthy. U'bechilu Hashem kigzelas oved kochavim v'yachagach biznadvim me'oso mamon lios lehem kavod. And then they give that money to get a mishaberach b'kol shana v'lasis lehem birchas. Nothing is not going to last. It's the Marsha railing on those who also were not Nosev and Notin Be'emuna, and yet they wanted to then use that as a mitzvah. So let's remember point number one for today is that tztaka is both a mitzvah ben adam la'makom and a mitzvah ben adam la'chaveira. Another way to say this, Revolbi writes in Ali Shur, in the first chalik, on page Sadi Beis, he says that there is the Gemara that we said before, that in Sukkah, but he quotes from the beginning, Amar Reb Elazar, Kala oset staka u'mishpat, ki ilu mile es kala olam kulo chesed. If you do tztaka and mishpat, you're filling the world with chesed. But three lines later, the Gemara says, Amar Reb Chami Bar Papa, Kol Adam sheyesh alav chesed, biyadua shehu yarei shamayim. Not only does tztaka give chesed, but chesed leads to yira shemayim. And Ezra Volbi, aren't they opposites, chesed and yira? After we know, like Avram and Yitzchak. We usually say Avram is chesed, and Yitzchak is yira and gvura. So aren't they opposites? Says the Ali, sure, no. They are in a sense, but they also work perfectly together. And that is, does a person only focus on themselves, or do they focus outside of themselves? Outside of themselves might be God. Outside of themselves might be other people. We have a chiyuv to focus on both entities outside of ourselves. Lamar behapela. Achin shorish echad lohem benefesh. Yesh adam haroe michutz alo, v'yesh ein haroe ela es atzmo. Some people only see themselves, and some people see others. Haroe rakas atzmo, if somebody sees only himself, margish rakas asher chaser lo. Hu chai rak lanas shalo, v'ein haroe zulaso. U'mish ein haroe zulaso. If I don't see anybody else, I'm not going to see any other being. But, like somebody sitting in a dark room, he says. Dark room, you're not going to see anything. If you open the door a little bit, you see everything outside. So when we open up our hearts, we'll see everything outside. We'll see Hashem, we'll see our friends, and we'll see everyone in need. And he says, that's what the Gemara says. Kipa soach tiftach az yadchalo havitenu de machzor ashiyachzolo. And Rashi says you have to give him everything that he needs. Hashakua b'shribus libo nifzer mimeto liros es ashiyachzolo zulaso. I can't just focus on myself. I have to see what they need and fill their need to exactly what they were accustomed to do. That's the Ali Shur, but again, related. Chesed in Yira, ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachaveru. In terms of chesed. In terms of Kfiya, we mentioned this last time, the Sefer HaChinuch says that this is a mitzvah asay, and one of the issues in the Achronim is, do we say kfiya? Minchas Chinuch and Os Gimel discusses, v'hine im kofin al mitzvah zu. Are we kofin, kamo shar mitzvahs? The Gemara says elsewhere, we're kofin on Gemara Ksubas Daf Pevav, kofin on Lulav, makana achetesei nafsho. So what about this mitzvah? What about this mitzvah? The Shaila is, the Gemara has a story in Maseches Baba Basra, where there was kfiya that took place, on Achfei l'Rav Nasan, they forced Rav Nasan to give tzedakah. And the problem is that the Gemara in Chulin says it would be inappropriate to force on tzedakah. Why? Because the Gemara says there in Chulin, Adav Kuf Yud. What's the rule? Kol mitzvah aseh, shematan schara betzida, ein bezdin shal matu musharan aleha. Anytime when the schar is written, is recorded explicitly in the Torah, right next to the mitzvah, then the rule is Bezin doesn't force. Why? Rashi there says in Chulin Kuf Yud, important Rashi, because the Torah is saying what you are going to lose if you don't do the mitzvah. Usually the Torah just says the mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah. So if you don't do the mitzvah, so then you get punished for it. But if the Torah itself says, this is your reward if you do the mitzvah, so that if you don't do the mitzvah, you don't get the reward. That's the rule the Gemara has at the end of Maseches Chulin, not really at the end, Daf Kuf Yud, that if any mitzvah that is Ma'an Schar B'Tzida, where the Schar is written, so Bezdin is not Kofet. So by Tztok it says, in our Pasuk, Ki Pasoach Tiftach Ez Yadcha Lo, Ki Biklala Davar Azei Berecha Hashem Elokecha. That's the kasha of Tosfos, the kasha of all the Rishonim in Bava Basra on Daf Chesam Beis. So Tosfos himself, amazingly, has four answers. Tosfos has four answers, and the Achronim add in another two answers. What is Tosfos here? Let's read Tosfos first. Yom Rabbeinu Tam, Tahai Kfiya Bidvarim. Number one, oh, this one doesn't really mean forced. It means they really tried to convince him to give tzedakah. They didn't beat him up to give tzedakah like the Bezdin might do by other mitzvahs. Hai Kfiya Bidvarim. Kemo, other examples he gives, number one. V'yoti rates, number two. Dahacha kiblu aleyem sheyachufos anagabai. It's the, they had an agreement in the town that anyone who doesn't give tzedakah, the gabai is going to take care of. Meaning, halachically midaraisa, there's no idea of kfiya here. But, if they accept it, any community has could have any rules they want. That's number two. Number three, Ulari, very important answer. Nira de bitstaka kofin, mishum to ispe lav. Related to yesterday's mitzvah. You know why tzedakah is different? Mitzvahs asay were not kofeh if there's ma'an schar betzida, if the schar is written. But tzedakah is not just an asay. Tzedakah is a los asay as well. Right? We had yesterday's mitzvah. Los ha'ameh says levavcha, v'lesichva says yadcha. You have an asay that is backed up by a los asay here. And therefore, that is why we would be kofeh, even if we wouldn't be kofeh by others. Right? This relates to a thought that the Ramban has in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin, towards the end of the first parak, ask, why do you need, if you look at the list there, the Gemara has a list of many mitzvahs aseh that are not Zman Grama. Hashavas Aveda, and Shiluach HaKan, many mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama. And the Gemara says, all of those mitzvahs are examples of non-Zman Gramas, and that's why women are obligated in them. Ask the Rishonim there, ask the Ramban, ask the Ritva Vachulu, why are those the examples given by the Gemara? Hashavas Aveda? What? If Hashavas Aveda would have been time-bound, then women would be pturos from them? But there's a losa say by Hashavas Aveda. It says you have to return it, but it also says losucha l'salim. You can't turn your back from being meshiv Aveda. So all of the examples that the Gemara there in Maseches Kedusha gives for non-time-bound mitzvos, even if they would be time-bound, the women would be pturos. So therefore, why would we say that they, why are these the examples given to give non-Zman Grama mitzvos? Says the Ramban there in Maseches Kedusha, is also quoted in the Ritva there, that no, those lavim are different. Those are real assays. Those lavim are just there to bolster the assay. Like the Torah says, return a lost item. And make sure you do it. Lo suchel his'alim. Those are lavim, but they're really in the background. And that's why, amazing chiddush, if they would be Zman Grama, women would be pturos. Even though they're obligated in all lo sases kimat, still those lo sases do not count. So we might say the same thing here, by tztaka. Tztaka, there's a lo sase, Tosfos says, and that's why you're not kofed. But it could be an example of a lo sase in the background. Anyway, that's the third answer of Tosfos. Ula ritzba nira, fourth answer. Taha de'ein bez din musharan al mitzvahs asay shematan schar betzida, that which Bezdin does not force, hainu de'ene en noshin, it means they don't punish, v'chein masha b'yushalmi ta'amocher z'asfina v'yahid d'chalabasar v'chul v'chul v'chul, they don't punish. But here it's not an issue of punishing, it was an issue of forcing in the first place. That is a difference. Those are the four answers of Tosfos. But if you look in the other Mefarshim, they give other answers. So for example, the Menachas Chinuch here says, Dibur Maskil v'lule in Oz Gimel, and it's also said exactly the same idea by the Rishash on that Gemara Bava Basra. Look closely at our Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you have to give Staka, and what's the Bracha given at the end? What's the Schar? Ki Biglal. It starts off by saying, to give the tzedakah, and then we skip. We'll get to the next mitzvah, which we'll get to next time, and that is, don't think Shemitah's coming, therefore don't lend money. at the end, Nason titenlo, velo yera levavcha b'sitcha lo, and your heart shouldn't be evil with you. Ki biglal adavar azeh yivrech Hashem alkecha. Because of this thing, Hashem will give you a bracha, b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishlach yodecha, in all of your actions. So says the Minchas Chinuch, says the Rishash, maybe the bracha isn't going on the tztaka itself. The bracha is only going on the right, what's right before it. Velo yera levavcha b'sitcha lo. Don't, it shouldn't be bad in your heart. Says the Menachas Chinuch, Imkein Efshar, Dematan Schar Koy Al Tovas Halev, Aval Iker Atztaka Einem Avur Matan Schar Klau. When are we going to get that special schar in the bracha? If we give it, and we feel good about giving it, if our heart is full of simcha when we give it. But beside that, the tztaka itself does not have the schar written by it. So that's an answer that the Menachas Chinuch and the Rishash gives. The final answer I wanted to mention was given by Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav Soloveitchik, it's quoted in the first Masorah journal on page Chav Zayin, also deals with this question, and he says maybe, and he quotes his grandfather Reb Chaim, that staka has two chiyuvim of staka. Number one, the mitzvah staka yish beis chiyuvim. Yish chovas hayachid lasi staka v'la'asos chesed. V'yish kam chovas hatzibur. That tzibur, betorah tzibur chayavim bitstaka. There's a personal chiyuv and a tzibur, communal chiyuv, to give staka. And you get that for the Rambam. The Rambam writes, kol ir sheyeshba Yisrael chayavim lahamin lehem gabay tztaka. Me olam lo ra'inu revelo shamanu mikal Yisrael she'in lam kufa shal tztaka. That's chovas hatzibur. Every city. The Rambam there is not talking about the chiyuv of each person to give tztaka. Every city. And then he says that's the answer to Tosis. When are we not kofan matan schar b'tzida? That's only if there's a personal chiyuv. But if you, as part of the tzibur, have a chiyuv, that's something totally different. Aval kivan dimilvad chovas hayachid b'tztaka kayemes gam chovas hatzibur. Harimasha, Bezin, Kofin, Ein Zemishim Chovas Ayachin, Elabar Chovas Atzibur, Hamutelas Aleim, the Bezin Chayev and Lirosh, it's Taka Tinasin Laniim. And maybe, suggests Rav Soloveitchik, and this I saw other Achronim also say, maybe that's the two different areas where Tztak is discussed in the Torah. You have in Parshas Re'ei, and you have in Parshas Bahar. Here we have, Kiyevacha Evyom, Me'achad Achecha, V'cholos Ames, V'chav, V'sukhva, Z'yotcha, Pesoach Tiftach, V'chulu. And in Bahar you have, V'chiyamucha Chichu, Mata Yado, V'chzaktabo, V'chayimach. Rav Chaim says, these are two chiyuvim nefradim. Chovas hayachid, the mitzvah tztaka, no medes mikro, Pesoach Tiftach. Pasoach Tiftach, our Pasuk here in Re'ei is the Chovas HaYachid. Ubazeh, that's where you have the personal lavim also. Los Ames is Lavavcha, Los Ikwas is Yotcha. The Chovas HaTzibur is in Bahar. There's no Losaseis there. No Losaseis there. It just says, Chovas HaHachzik Yidei Ger Toshav. Rak Michele Chovas HaTzibur. And therefore, it is a big difference. You cannot compare the two chiyuvim, but that's the answer to Tosfos' question as well. Who were the recipients, the best recipients for tztaka? Someone has to spread it around. Right? The Chazal say, and the Rambam quotes it, one shouldn't give all of their tztaka to one ani, but we should spread it around. And we know the order. Your own city comes before outside. Your relatives come before others. Right? Ani ircha kodem. If you look in the Avas Chesed, it's an amazing footnote. The Chavetz Chaim has an Avas Chesed in Perek Beis, Os Tezvav, in the Ha'ara, he says, again, it's quoted in other Sfarim also, but this is the source of it. He says there are many people that spend a lot of money on the Matzevis of the Niftarim. And they make trees around it, and they make plants. They make a osim matzeves shel evin shai shikara umufutachas pituchei chosam osios mushavos vechadome unbelievable prachim, and they spend a lot of money on it. Vekama toz to and elon hashem achshav azu. It's terrible. You want to make a nice kever, fine, but spend a super duper amount of money on it? No. Ki be'emes nefesh haniftar achar pridasu min ha'olam hazeh, the nefesh after it leaves this world, hu makir sham ba'olam ha'emes es tachlis hanirtza shel Torah v'mitzvos. In the next world after 120, we realize what the ikar is in life. Ki hu roesh zu hi aschora hayikara ha'malecha sham b'chol olamos. We realize Torah and mitzvos is the ultimate, our best business. Va'avuram yis'anei ka'adam le'or ba'arachayim. And through Torah and mitzvos, that's what's going to give us ultimate oneg in arachayim. And we realize stones and giving the person covered, that's what I'm interested in. You know what would give me the greatest chus? Says the neshama, the yoser davay lam sheyasimu matzeva sheini yikara kol kach. Don't build such a gorgeous matzeva. Ubozios pshutos, don't have to be golden letters. Ubalit tzitzimu prachim. Etza matzeva, you definitely need. Uva yeser otzos, the rest of the money that usually spent. Shenoflan alzeh, hoyalem likno shas, v'lino lebeis ha-medrash. Buy a shas gemara and give it to the shul. V'yichtu avu alav, and write inside the front cover, shu lezecher nishmas avoseyem. And write, it's li'ilu nishmas. O lasos bizek gemach kavua, or make a gemach, lezecher nishmas avoseyem. Uba zeh, hu mis'ala nafshem ba'olamala. Tztaka! Tzedakah, give to poor people, give to Tzarchei Tzibur, but don't spend it so much on a matzeva, says the Avas Chesed. Ki mikol havav havav shi tosef la mitzvah zaseh daraisa, every loan is another mitzvah zaseh, and whatever they do with it, they use it for mitzvos. So he says, that's what should be done. That is the ha'ara of the Avas Chesed. What can we know the mitzvah d'rabbanan, or the minog d'rabbanan, the Meiser Ksafim? It's a huge topic. We discussed it a little bit when we spoke about Meiser Rishon earlier in Sefer Dvarim. Just one ha'ara, and that is a big question, is about tuition. Can one use it for tuition? The usual rule is you cannot double dip. If I have a chiyuv to give a certain amount of tzedakah, so then I cannot use that to pay, let's say I have a chiyuv to send my children to get Jewish education. So I can't double dip. But the poskim say, Rav Moshe writes also, that any amount of the money that is not being used to educate my child, but is being used to educate everybody else's children who can't afford it, so that for sure can be used. You have to call up the executive director of the institution and say, how much of my tuition is being used for my child, and how much of the tuition is being used for other children, right? So he could tell you, he could use the difference between them. The other issue is there a difference between boys and girls? That's a big discussion, boys and girls. Because Me'ikar Adin, the Gemara talks about, teaching your children, they're boys Torah. What about girls? So maybe there's a Havamina to be more makeup because there's less of a Chiyuv. So Rav Moshe in Yaradeya, in Beis Kuf Yud Gimel, sets the record straight. He says, no, he says, in our day and age, when every child goes to school, and if your daughter doesn't go to a Jewish school, she's going to have to go to public school, she can't stay home, then today it's a Chiyuv also to educate our girls as well, and that is Mechuyuv. And therefore one can't use their Meiser and double dip even regarding that area. Again, but there's a lot of issues when it comes to Meiser Ksafim. As we said, there are many kulas because Rav Rishonim assume that it is not a Din D'Oraisa or not even a Din D'Rabbana, but a Minhag Kadum, a nice Minhag, a good Minhag of one could do it. But again, there are many kulas related to that. Okay, that takes care of 479, tough Ayin test, the mitzvah of Tzedakah.